Yeah, I mean, it's difficult at times, but you know, it's part of being a rookie, really. I mean, you don't want to make a mental error twice, you don't want to make a physical error twice, and you know, that's just part of the NFL, really.
Is it hard not to get frustrated when you have a couple bad plays in a row and remember, well, I got to get that next one?
You know, it's kind of that next play mentality. You can't really worry about it. Move on to the next play, and you know, every play is a new opportunity to get better.
What's the biggest adjustment when you strap on the pads?
Compared to what? What do you mean?
Just before, compared to Thursday and Friday.
You know, not much. I mean, quarterback life, our lives don't change too much. But you know, up front, those guys, they're getting physical with each other, so that's always fun to see, and you know, it's good for the team.
Wide receivers getting less separation out there as well.
No, mainly just the big guys up front. You know, getting more physical with one another.
How much faster is this?
You know, it's fast, but you know, it's one of those things you have to adjust to, really. I mean, great athletes do that, so you know, it'll be a process.
Jimmy, I'm, you know, a lot of fans here, and I think there were almost 20,000 between the first 2 days. I'm just sort of curious, from your perspective, coming from Eastern Illinois. I know you played in front of a lot of fans, so I don't want to demean that.
Right.
But just sort of, what's your thoughts on just the training camp atmosphere with 20,000 people almost come out over the first 2 days?
It's awesome. I mean, it really is. Like you said, coming from Eastern, I mean, we didn't have the biggest crowds by any means, and at practice, we didn't have a crowd. So, you know, it's awesome to come out here, and you know, just the fans, they're unbelievable. You know, they know when to cheer, when not to cheer. They're cheering for big plays and stuff, and you know, it's exciting.
And at the same time, what is that, you know, as a player, when you're practicing in front of that many people, I mean, how do you approach that?
You know, you approach it the same way whether they're there or not. I mean, it's one of those things. You know, game day, there's gonna be a lot more people than that. You know, OTAs, there was no one here. So, you know, you got to come out here and do your best every day and get better each and every day.
How's hotel life so far?
It's hotel life. It's what you'd expect.
Have they made you sing in front of the team in the cafeteria or anything like that yet?
Not yet.
Are you bracing for something?
I'm sure it's coming. Yeah. So we'll see.
About the haircuts?
No. I mean, it's one of those things that everyone goes through. I mean, it's a team bonding thing, really. You know, it's gonna be fun, and you know, you just gotta embrace it. Really, you can't fight it.
What are your thoughts on just the first 3 days? Is it what you expected? Maybe more than you expected? Just your general.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to come out here. You know, like Mike was saying, the fans are just. I didn't expect that. I mean, that was unbelievable. The first day coming out and seeing that. I mean, it's awesome to see how the fans just interact with the team so much, and how they're really connected with their sports teams. And you know, it's good to see.
Jimmy, more comfortable with the checkdowns at this point?
I'm sorry, Mr.
Are you more comfortable with the checkdowns at this point, you know, given how, you know, fast things move?
Yeah, you know, just picking up the offense one day at a time, really. Little bits and pieces here and there. It's a process. So, you know, there's going to be bumps along the way, but you just got to learn and improve on that.
What's the best piece of advice or key that Brady has given you so far?
Kind of the next play mentality. You know, you can't worry about the past. You got to move on, and every play is just as important as the last play. So you kind of got to just move on.
Do you have a roommate?
I do. Brian Stork.
Brian Stork.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are close.
Yeah, a little rookie bonding.
Heard that beard can get smelly sometimes.
Can get what?
The beard gets smelly. Is that an issue?
I haven't smelled anything, so.
Mallett went through this not long ago. I mean, is there a benefit to having him there as well?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan and Tom both. I mean, Tom might have been a little while ago, but they both went through it. So, you know, they've been helping me along the way, just giving me little bits of advice here and there. And, you know, I really thank them for that.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, thanks, guys.